President Trump, when he addressed the United Nations, couldn't have been more right about the danger of European dependence on Russian gas and petroleum.
Germany will become totally dependent on Russian energy if it does not immediately change course.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here with a very, very important interview. That, of course, was Dr. Peter Navarro, who served as assistant to our president, Donald Trump, in the Trump administration. And I think you're going to enjoy this interview very much. Now, we only had 20, 25 minutes together today, so it's brief but important information. Before we start, just a quick news roundup. A blast was detected near the Nord Stream pipeline as images reveal a huge leak, and famed researcher Mike Adams texted me today saying Nord Stream was sabotage. The United States is at war with Europe. Now, Zero Hedge has updated their headline today to say CIA warned Germany of possible Nord Stream pipeline attack. So, what's old is new again, as energy is the key to life, and it's energy that's being destroyed all over the planet as the United Nations and the World Economic Forum try to usher in their Agenda 2030 policies, along with people like Bill Gates. I just want to scroll down briefly and share this truth news for everyone listening. As the lying mainstream media and their fraudulent polls suggest that the Democrats will actually pick up House and Senate seats this next election, complete nonsense. The reality is Americans have lost $4,200 in annual income under Biden administration. This would be, of course, due to much, much higher prices across the board as inflation continues to spiral and the Fed attempting to cap inflation destroys all markets. Yes, stocks cratered a fresh 2022 lows as yields soar and the UK 30-year yield goes vertical. Things are breaking everywhere now, and Dr. Peter Navarro noting Biden's stagflation is calling for 25,000 on the Dow. Buckle up, friends. The ride is getting bumpy. Before we start with Dr. Peter Navarro, just a real quick word about our sponsor. Hey, friends. Thanks for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. You can get exclusive content every single day for free at sgtreport.com, sgtreport.tv, and, of course, the podcast via iTunes, Podbean, and your favorite podcast platforms. Guys, Noble Gold's CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said that tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activity. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA or 401k. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. You can't go wrong with gold, and you can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them right now at 877-646-5347. Or to find out more, just visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey, friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.com and SGTReport.tv. I'm absolutely delighted to welcome to the show Dr. Peter Navarro. Friends, he served in the Trump administration as the assistant to our president, and he was the director of trade and manufacturing policy, also the National Defense Production Act policy coordinator. He's also an author, as you know, the books In Trump Time, Death by China, and Taking Back Trump's America, Why We Lost the White House and How We'll Take It Back. Peter Navarro, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, great to be with you. And this new book I have, Taking Back Trump's America, just came out. It's not a book for me. It's a mission. The title says it all. The mission is not just to get Trump back in the White House in 2024, but the first step must be within the next 40 days, campaign aggressively so we take back the House of Representatives from Nancy Pelosi in 2022. The Taking Back Trump's America book describes why that's so important. There's a story in Taking Back Trump's America where we had a couple of, let's just say what they were, lunkheads in the White House who running the political office decided to focus too much on the Senate races that cycle in 2018, not enough on the House. We narrowly lost the House to Pelosi. It was a self-inflicted wound. We could have held on to it. But as you've seen, since 2018, Pelosi has weaponized the investigatory powers of Congress in an unconstitutional way designed actually to put Trump in prison, or at a minimum, keep him from running for president again. And so if we don't take her out of the political equation peacefully, by the way, through the ballot box, then we are not going to be able to fulfill the broader mission of taking back Trump's America for the deplorables who want prosperity and security, and they're not getting that from the current regime.
If I could ask your advice before we move on, since you brought up Pelosi, I know one of the missions is to get Pelosi out as House Speaker. And yes, they've weaponized the investigative agencies of our government, the DOJ, the FBI. But beyond that, the borders are wide open. I've been calling that sedition. I call that treason. Am I overstating it?
No.
Regarding the borders?
I think, one of the great contributions of the Taking Back Trump's America book is to describe the critical difference, not just between Trump Republicans and Democrats, but also Trump Republicans and rhinos, the Republicans in name only, like Mitch McConnell, who supports those open borders. And the difference between Trump Republicans and rhinos is that we love secure borders. They love open borders so that they can import cheap labor across the border. As Trump Republicans, we know that that puts downward pressure on wages for Black, brown, and blue-collar Americans. It overwhelms our schools, overwhelms our emergency rooms, drives up our tax costs. And that's a key differentiator. And at this point, we have what I think is more than fair to say, the unprecedented invasion across our southern border. There's an interesting story in Taking Back Trump's America book about how I worked with the White House legal counsel to seal the border for President Trump. After about 2 years of banging our heads against the wall, Congress wasn't helping us build the wall in a timely way. And we were stuck with a lot of these legal cases from Obama judges that legitimized this catch and release policy that we were forced to do. The boss said, you know, enough. And what are we going to do here? And Cipollone and I came up the idea of slapping tariffs on Mexico unless Mexico responded favorably to sealing that border. It was interesting. The press responded. Their heads exploded for about 24 hours. How dare we do this, this, that, and the other thing. But it worked. Mexico sent 20,000 troops to the border and, more importantly, adopted this safe nation provision where they kept the illegals on their side of the border. We parlayed that into a deal down in the Northern Triangle with Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. And problem solved. Boom, done. And one of the first acts of Joe Biden, sedition, yes, was to undo those deals. At the time that happened, I predicted there would be over a million illegal aliens coming across that border within a year. And as so often is, unfortunately, with my predictions, I was laughed at, but that prediction turned out to be not only true, it turned out to be an underestimate. And we are seeing just a crushing human burden being imposed upon this country by the mass of humanity that's streaming across the border. And yeah, that's the addition. Now, the other part of what makes MAGA great is something that I was involved in as the tip of the spear, and that is to bring our bring our manufacturing base and supply chains home through policies like Buy American and tariffs. And again, this is something that I talk about at length in the Taking Back Trump's America book, why that's important for us as populist economic nationalists to support. And it's taken on even greater urgency within the context of this economic crisis we're now facing, because a lot of the inflation we're witnessing is the product of these fragile global supply chains that we do need to bring home.
I want to talk to you about the wave of populism and nationalism that is literally sweeping the earth at this point. But before I do that, let's just talk about the other first thing Biden did upon becoming our puppet president. He dismantled or killed the XL Keystone pipeline. Yes. And, you know, our president was also laughed at, by the way. President Trump was laughed at the United Nations when he warned Germany. He warned the Germans about being too reliant on Russian oil, Russian gas. And they laughed at him. And now they're facing freezing to death this winter. The reason I bring up Biden and the XL Keystone pipeline is that he, like Merkel, like Macron, like the hand of the Queen in Canada, Trudeau, they are all in the pocket of the World Economic Forum and the United Nations Agenda 2030 policies, are they not? Those are anti-human policies by definition.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that clip from United Nations, because I have said publicly now repeatedly that that clip will be one of great historical significance. There will be people, particularly in Germany, watching that clip 50 years from now, because President Trump, when he addressed the United Nations, couldn't have been more right about the danger of European dependence on Russian gas and petroleum.
Germany will become totally dependent on Russian energy if it does not immediately change course. Here in the Western Hemisphere, we are committed to maintaining our independence from the encroachment of expansionist foreign powers.
Couldn't have been more right. And when I was in the White House with the president, I had more than one encounter with German diplomats, and I found them as a group to be some of the most arrogant people I'd ever met. Just they'd look down their nose at you. And it was interesting to me. I remember Merkel herself in one of the meetings we were in at a dinner, that is a luncheon meeting in the East Wing, how she openly denigrated other countries in Europe, particularly the southern countries, like questioning their worth ethic and their fiscal responsibility. And the arrogance just dripped from her. And I think that has certainly come home to roost. Canceling the Keystone Pipeline, that was a order that I originally worked on, one of the first orders I worked on for President Trump in terms of getting that Keystone Pipeline jump-started again and making sure it was built with American steel. So I think the point is that for whatever reason, we have a woke Europe that's swallowed hook, line, and sinker the woke green agenda. Yet we now know that the strategic energy dominance that Donald Trump built that made us energy independent and a net exporter of oil is really the only way out in terms of economic security and national security. So this is going to be one of the great debates. And I think this may figure prominently, not just in the congressional races coming up in less than 40 days, but also in the presidential race in 2024.
We'll talk about some of the races too, the 2020 elections, very, very important races. And the red wave is real. The tide is turning. A wave of populism and nationalism is sweeping the globe. It's a great awakening. And the bureaucrats in Brussels do not like it one bit. And I want to play a soundbite here from Italy's next prime minister, Giorgia Meloni. And I think it explains quite precisely why the bureaucrats in Brussels despise nationalists like this. Let me do a screen share here and play this soundbite. She asks, why is the family an enemy? Why is the family so frightening?
Che la famiglia è un nemico. Perché la famiglia fa così paura? C'è una risposta unica per tutte.
There is a simple
domande.
Answer to all of these
perché
questions
definisce,
because it
identità.
Defines us, because
perché
it is our identity, because everything that defines us is now an enemy.
Che non avessimo
for those
più
who would like us to no longer have an identity
schiavi,
and to simply be
consumatori perfetti.
Perfect consumer slaves.
E allora è sotto attacco l'identità nazionale.
And so they attack national identity, they attack religious identity, they attack gender identity, they attack family. I can define myself as Italian, Christian, woman, mother. No. I must be citizen X, gender X, parent one, parent two. I must be a number. Because when I'm only a number, when I no longer have identity or roots, then I will be the perfect slave at the mercy of financial speculators. The perfect consumer. All right, so that comes from Paul Joseph Watson over at InfoWars. I'm coming back to you, Peter. She nails it, and that's why the bureaucrats in Brussels despise her.
Was that actually banned by YouTube?
I believe so. So we got to turn to Rumble. We got to turn to BitChute. We got to turn to Truth Social for real news, Peter.
And don't forget Getter, okay? Getter is the Twitter killer. Are you on Getter, sir?
I am not on Getter, and I need to get on Getter. Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Guys, Noble Gold's CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said that tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activity. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free Gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA or 401k. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. You can't go wrong with gold, and you can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them right now at 877-646-5347, or to find out more, just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
All right, you get on Getter and get at Sergeant Report and get that going, and you'll see a dramatic increase in social engagement relative to Twitter. So if you're on that.
Well, I need to get on Getter because I don't know, you probably don't know this about me. On October 20th, 2020, YouTube nuked my channel of almost 1 million subscribers between two channels without cause or warning. A week later, got nuked by Patreon. And since, I've lost my Twitter account without cause, without warning. So they keep banning us because they don't like us being too truthy, Dr. Navarro.
Well, make sure I have your email off the air when we talk, and we'll get you going on Getter. It's all good.
Thank you, sir. All right, well, let's talk about how the tide is turning in the polls. I'm seeing now in the Mockingbird mainstream media, they're saying that Republicans don't have a lot of traction and Democrats are set to pick up House seats, potentially Senate seats. It's all poppycock, man. Look what's going on in Arizona. Carrie Lake, an honest, red-blooded Republican conservative lover of liberty. Her opponent, Katie Hobbs, will not even engage in a debate on the issues. These people are morally bankrupt, Dr. Navarro.
Yes. Look, I think Biden and the generic Democrat Congress got a bump from those multi-trillion-dollar packages that are going to lead us into hell temporarily because they were perceived as kind of victory and leadership. The bump was clearly exaggerated by the corporate media as a way of having suppression polls. But the good news here, which is tragic in obvious ways, is that we've got the stock market now crashing along with the bond market. It's very obvious to everybody that the economy is in recession, moving towards a possible depression. And I think the ascendancy of inflation, the economy, jobs, as being the number one issue of the American voter has reasserted itself. So within these next less than 40 days, I think you're going to see the gap begin to widen again between Republicans and Democrats, with the Republicans showing increasing strength with every passing day. There's no way that Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer can paper over the tragedy otherwise known as our economy right now. And I do find it ironic in the extreme that even as the stock market is collapsing, we find Nancy Pelosi and others in the Democrat Party guilty of insider trading, enriching themselves at the expense of the American people. So let's take back Trump's America. The book itself, if you're interested in it, is also my legal defense fund. I think you're probably aware my trials and travails with the partisan witch hunt, otherwise known as the Select Committee on Capitol Hill. But this is the time we need to take back Trump's America.
All right. Well, in the 5 minutes we have left together, guys, we don't have a lot of time together today. I'll be brief here. I just want to talk about our two-tiered justice system. They're coming after you hard. They're persecuting all Trump supporters. And a DOJ has asked to compel Dr. Navarro to return Trump White House emails, calls them the property of the United States. And they're using a rare procedural device, the writ of replevin, to claw back Proton Mail account emails from Dr. Peter Navarro. And as Donald Trump posted on Truth Social today, letter reveals Obama Foundation is keeping classified docs in an abandoned furniture warehouse. Dr. Navarro, I'm coming back to you. The point is the American people are fed up with this two-tier justice system where Hunter Biden walks free and is not subject to any persecution or prosecution from the DOJ or the FBI, but guys like you are. We're sick and tired of it.
Well, you're sick and tired of it, but it also should strike some fear in the hearts of mainstream America, because if they can come for me, they can come for you. I mean, if you think about what I did during my 4 years in the White House, by all accounts, all I ever did was create hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs for this country. And then when the pandemic hit and I became effectively the quartermaster trying to get everybody PPE and therapeutics and things like that, I helped President Trump save hundreds of thousands of American lives. Nonetheless, I wound up as collateral damage in the FBI's war against Donald Trump. And I think it's important to kind of go back through the arc of FBI history with respect to this two-tiered system of justice. It's like it began actually when I, and I talk about this in Taking Back Trump's America, when I was on the Trump campaign in 2016 in Manhattan, in the war room, and the Justice Department and FBI cooked up this this Russia hoax, now thoroughly discredited, cooked it up with the Hillary Clinton campaign, and stripped of rhetoric. It was a preemptive coup attempt. It was designed to try to take President Trump out at the ballot box in that November election. The mud didn't stick. He got elected, but they perpetuated that hoax. We learned just recently that the FBI suppressed critical information about Hunter Biden's laptop from hell that clearly implicated Joe Biden as his brother James and Hunter in a influence peddling scheme, which anybody else would be in prison for. And now they're using the FBI once again at Mar-a-Lago basically try to stop Trump from running for office for president. So this is what we're up against. And this, the message the Justice Department, such as it is sending to the American people, is that if you align in any way with Trump, we might come for you. We might come for you. You're a domestic terrorist if you're MAGA. That was the message Joe Biden gave in his blood red speech. So I think this is going to be one more reason to throw the Democrats out, particularly in November, because if the Republicans get control of the investigatory powers of Congress, we will use them constitutionally to get to the bottom of all this unconstitutional activity that's going on.
Yeah. And in the minute or two we have left, just final question here for you. Dr. Rand Paul has said that he will come after Fauci. He will find out the truth about gain of function research. He will find out the truth about funds and royalties being paid to Fauci, perhaps by pharma companies, if and when the red wave happens here in November. Also, Jim Jordan will be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee if and when that red wave happens. My question to you is, how do we prevent another big steal in November, Dr. Peter Navarro?
Easy. Get out on game day and vote. Just drive up the turnout rates. And we need to beat their possible election fraud efforts with sheer numbers. That's how we do it. And we got to do it. And then once we get in there, we can clean up those election integrity rules in a way which will guarantee only lawful votes get counted.
All right. Very good. Devin Nunes also opined on the politicization of the FBI and the DOJ and said that the reason that they are doing this persecution under the National Security Division and Counterintelligence Division is to keep their rats, the bad guys, on the same little ship. So the good FBI agents are off doing something else. And it's these bad guys, the deep state, persecuting our patriots. Dr. Navarro, how do people get the book and keep in touch with you, sir?
Taking Back Trump's America, Amazon, Barnes & Noble online, and it's in bookstores now, including in Walmart. So help me drive this up to number one on Amazon, and you'll be glad you got it, because it's going to be a big help to do what the title says, Take Back Trump's America.
All right, guys, you can follow him on Getter, too. I need to get on Getter. Get me some Getter. All right. Our guest has been Dr. Peter Navarro. The book, Taking Back Trump's America. Guys, seek it out. Make it trend. Thank you, Dr. Peter Navarro.
Thank you, Sean. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. I'll remind you, for real news 24/7, you can visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's still the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of their mockingbird mainstream whore media lies. May God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
All of this destruction we've seen, like in the last show, we showed you how many people are dying and how many people are maimed. All of that has been caused by one strand of mRNA gene editing being in these shots. One strand. All these new shots, bivalent means two strands. Okay? So double the mass murder